Broadcasting live from the beautiful Georgia Aquarium in downtown Atlanta, Georgia, this is the 20th annual WIT Connect event. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Welcome to WIT Connect, a live broadcast from the Georgia Aquarium here. I'm Michael Lauer with my co-host Shay Thomas and producer. How's it going, Shay?
It's going good.
Yeah, everyone seems to be having a good time. There's lots of people, lots of talking, and we've had some great interviews so far, and I'm sure this next one will be no exception. We have Bob Tupin, the CIO of BlueLinx.
Thank you.
Did I get that right?
You did, yes, sir.
All right, good. I was hoping. That's the way I was gonna say it that way no matter what, so I was glad that's how you actually pronounce it. So tell me a little bit about BlueLinx.
So we're a building products wholesaler, about $2 billion in revenue, with 50 distribution centers throughout the United States.
So for people who don't know what that means, like Shay, explain that to us.
All right. So Shay, do you live in a house, an apartment, or some other domicile?
I actually do live in a house, surprisingly enough.
If you've got wood inside of it, if you have siding, if you have molding and trim and doors and windows, they could have come from BlueLinx.
Really? Well, I have all of those things, so it's quite possibly, statistically, it probably came from one of those.
Well, thank you for being a customer.
So just wood or maybe other materials as well?
Oh, everything. The siding, the roofing, the wood, okay. The shingles. Yep.
So you guys supply to like Home Depot kind of stuff, or more like contractors, builders? How does that work?
So we are actually a two-step distributor. So what that means is we buy from the manufacturer direct, and then we sell to lumber yards. So 84 Lumber, Pro Build, big lumber yards, we sell to them. They then sell to the builder, who then sells to the homeowner.
Okay, so you are a link on a chain for that.
We are. It is the most inefficient supply chain you've ever seen, and we're just trying to make a buck off it.
Hey, it sounds great. That's America right there, right? So tell me a little bit about what differentiates you from other links on a chain.
Well, we have just-in-time inventory, and so basically, if somebody wants to buy something, they would have it on the floor, or in the showroom or the stock room, they can call us, and we can get it to them next day. So if they place their order by 2 o'clock one day, it'll show up the next day.
And how long has BlueLinx been around?
So we used to be part of Georgia Pacific. We were their distribution branch, and they used to, distribute through this division. And 10 years ago, they spun it off, and the company went public.
Okay, so you used to be part of Georgia Pacific. Were you a part of that as well, or did they bring you on afterwards?
I've been there a year.
Okay, so you you have not been with Georgia Pacific. You were just BlueLinx after they spun off and became public?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about you pre-BlueLinx.
Well, pre-BlueLinx, I was working in Philadelphia for 3 years, and I was living in Cumming, Georgia. And so long commute, did it every week for three
sure.
years. Windy Hill is definitely closer than Philadelphia. And I was the CIO of a paper and packaging company up there for 3 years.
So explain to me what your role consists of. A day in the life of Bob as CIO of BlueLinx.
It's akin to herding cats. So you have to lead
interesting.
Them.
Interesting choice of animal, too.
Nope, you've got to lead the folks. You have to give them direction, vision, and strategy. I get down in the weeds, and sometimes I'll jump on a server and make some changes, which they hate.
I'm
the
sure.
auditors hate it. My team hates it. But
why is that?
Because I really shouldn't be doing that. It's not my job.
Gotcha.
I do it because it needs to be done.
Gotcha.
But for the most part, it's much higher level, strategic, vision. What can we do to make the company money?
So you're managing all the personnel, but more than that, you're kind of setting a goal for them to follow, and you're leading them to that purpose, right? Mm-hmm. So what are some changes that you've made in the past year that are going well?
Well, really, the vision, right? So I want us to be two things. One is speed to results. So IT is typically known as the department of slow and no.
Yeah, and we're downtime maintenance.
yeah, and really, I mean, we're trying to change that because the
sure.
speed of business moves so fast. I hear way too often that IT is the disabler, and it's prohibiting the business from making the right decisions at the right time.
Well, I am going to throw you a life vest here, okay? Because I agree with you on that, but also at the same time, I feel like IT gets a bad rap because they work, what, like 90% of the time, but that 10%, and it's probably even more like 98%, but that 2% that doesn't work, where it's expected to just work, you get blasted for, right?
Yeah, there's actually a statistic out in Gardner, and our company is directly aligned with this because we've done studies. In most companies, 70 to 80% of the IT staff is spent on keeping the lights on. It's not project work, it's not new technologies, it's not cool stuff, it's keeping what you got running. And so then, people look at a large IT staff and they say, you're overstaffed because we're not getting results. they don't realize, take the staff, take 20% of it, and that's who's doing the actual work they want done.
And everything else is just keeping lights on and running.
Servers up, email up, backups up.
Just the logistics of the company.
Yep.
Oh, because if that doesn't go right, you're getting a call.
Yeah, yeah. So we spend a lot of time and money
more
on
than
it.
One phone call, right?
Absolutely. I get walk-ins when that happens.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, they would have emailed you.
Yeah, that's what I tell them. When their phones are down, I say, just call me next time it happens.
Nice.
They walk away, and then they start to realize
it. Yeah, you're. That's funny. So those are definitely some specific challenges there that I'm sure every CIO deals with. But what are some mission-specific challenges that you have with BlueLinx?
Yeah, so you know, one of the things is speed to results. So really doing things quickly and getting results. So you can do things fast and nobody cares, or you can get results and they take forever. So speed to results is in line with our company strategy. In distribution, very low margins, so you really need to be efficient and fast and nimble. The other thing we're doing is anywhere, anytime computing. So you have people who want to work from home, people who want to work from the road, people who come into the office. And a lot of times,
bring your own device.
Yep.
Yeah.
And a lot of times that's all one person in the same week. So Monday they're at home, Tuesday they're in the office, Wednesday they're at a branch, Thursday they're on a plane. And we're trying to enable that, right, through tools and technologies. So it doesn't matter where you are, boot up your tablet or your computer, you get all access to all the systems you need, the phone, the technologies you need, and it's just like you're in the office no matter where you are.
So what brings you here to WIT?
I'm a big WIT fan. WIT stands for Women in Technology.
Yes.
And, you know, it's a great organization. They're involved with the STEM program, which I'm a big fan of as well.
What's the STEM program?
That is for, I'll probably get this wrong, so I apologize, but it's for the school system. So it's definitely high school, I think middle school as well, and it's science, technology, engineering, and math. So, you know, these girls over here who do all the robots, not sure if they're in the STEM program, that's really what it's about. It's getting the younger generation involved with technology and engineering and math, things that the U.S., frankly, is probably lacking behind a lot of other countries.
Now, were you a part of WIT prior to being with BlueLinx? Did you bring WIT to BlueLinx, or was it something that just kind of happened generically?
No, I brought BlueLinx to WIT, I like to say.
Okay.
Working in Philadelphia, I wasn't networking at all for 3 years. I really just started networking when I was back in the Atlanta area and realized how important it was. And really, WIT is a great organization. There's not enough women in technology. Every time I have an interview or have a job that I'm posting, I see people who look just like me, and there's like 10 of them.
Yeah.
And I like diversity, and I like different things because you get different points of view. Absolutely. And different perspectives.
Well, WIT's doing some great work, and we have them on a show periodically, and it's always great hearing from them. What are some things that you want to get out of this event personally, that your goal for being here?
So personally, I want to give back. You know, I mean, my life's been very good.
Sure.
It's been good to me. Believe in karma. And I just want to give back. So we're auctioning off. We're doing a silent auction this evening. Auctioning off some of our time and our manager's time. And it goes to a good cause. And so really it's about giving back and just networking with people, a lot of top-level people, and not only CIOs but also vendors, a lot of top-level vendors here. And it's good to have those relationships because they keep you informed with what's going on in the market as well as the technology arena.
So where can folks go learn more about BlueLinx?
www.bluelinxco.com. BlueLinx was actually taken by a guy who started a company 10 years ago, and company's defunct. I reached out to him when I first started thinking I'd be the hero and get BlueLinx instead of the co, and he wanted $1 million for his domain name. So we're
so
BlueLinxCo.com.
No. And he can keep it for his defunct business.
Yes. And if you have viruses or spam, send them to BlueLinx.com.
Nice. So, but it's BlueLinx with an X, co.com.
Yes, sir.
Great. Well, thanks for being on the show.
Oh, thank you so much. Enjoy your evening.
I'm Michael Lauer here for Shay Thomas at WIT Connect. We'll see you in a few.